Rain drizzles down as Jonathan Swinton walks down a muddy road in Lemon Creek. He points to an open area filled with bright green foliage and spruce trees, where he says construction on 51 units of affordable housing should have been underway.
By now, they would have had the foundations poured.
Swinton is the executive director of Gastineau Human Services, a nonprofit that helps people affected by homelessness or addiction. The nonprofit was expected to break ground here last month for a three-story building with 51 long-term housing units. The housing is designed and designated for people in recovery from substance misuse, reentering society after incarceration, or facing housing instability.
There's 51 units that we were hoping to have under construction right now that are missing. And that's 51 people that this community isn't able to house that it could.
Housing advocates say the units are sorely needed. But the Trump administration pulled a key grant and Congress nixed earmarked funds. Swinton says that set the project back.
Realistically, I will be very surprised if we can break ground before April of next year.
The nonprofit was relying on the congressional earmark and grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to cover most of the project's cost. It hadn't been awarded either of them yet, but Swinton says the organization was confident enough to set a construction date. Swinton says nonprofits like Gastineau Human Services depend on federal funding to provide services to housing insecure and unhoused people in the community.
The tragic part of the whole thing is that people don't have the support that they need to get into a place where they can keep themselves from slipping up again. And that's what this housing is trying to do.
The news comes as some Juneau residents are calling for police to crack down on homeless encampments in town. City officials and police say that isn't an easy fix to the growing rates of homelessness and its impacts. But creating more housing is a start. Dave Ringel runs Juneau's St. Vincent de Paul chapter, a nonprofit that provides various type of housing assistance and operates the city's warming shelter.
The housing is the key to keeping people from that homeless cycle. And not having enough supported housing and enough low-income rental housing in this community is probably the driving force behind our homelessness problem.
Ringel says service providers in Juneau are already stretched thin with resources. Data on the number of unhoused people living in Juneau is very limited, but information collected by the Homeless Management Information System indicates that over the last 3 years, the number of people in Juneau who receive housing assistance is roughly 350 to 400 individuals.
Every time we get a vacancy, we have 3 to 4 people who could fill the vacancy within our transitional housing. Our rental units are 100% leased. We could probably provide double the number of units that we currently have.
Ringel and Swinton say the urgency to build this type of housing is only growing. Gastineau Human Services is already reapplying for the federal grant and looking for other funding options. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.